Thanks, KFIWLO. You back on?
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Can anyone tell me where the net control station is physically located?
W4SOE. What was the question again?
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. And I am doing some line of sight predictions on the web. I've got a couple of sites where I can find locations for latitude, longitude, and transfer that to a line of sight program. I need to know the location of the net control station, preferably by an address or at least by a store name. Over.
Is 3232 Hendersonville Highway. I do not have the city, but assume that it's Pimrose. It's Anchor Baptist Church.
I'm putting that in and see what I can do as far as the line of sight. I'll be standing by November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey out.
W4SOE.
W4SOE, this is W4ATP.
An information bulletin for you when you're ready to copy.
All right, ready to copy.
Presbyterian Church of Greenville Student Ministry is offering grounds crew services to help clear the debris in the Greenville area. There is an email address to schedule assistance. That email address is, let me get my glasses. Charlie, Bravo, Uniform, Charlie, Hotel, Alpha, November, Alpha, at firstpresgreenville.org. I spell Foxtrot, India, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Papa, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Greenville.org.
This is W4ATP. I've got First Presbyterian Student Ministry grounds crew for storm cleanup. Email address that I have is Charlie Bravo Uniform, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November Alpha at firstpresgreenville.org. How copy?
Negative but close. It's C. Buchanan, Charlie Bravo Uniform, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November, Alpha November at firstpresgreenville.org. First, P-R-E-S, Greenville.org.
Okay. Good copy. Just to confirm, First Pres Greenville is all together, no periods or anything like that between words, correct?
Correct. One single string, firstpresgreenville.org, Charlie Buchanan. C. Buchanan is the first part of the email address.
Okay. W4ATP, I've got that. I'll send that in to Columbia. W4ATP.
KA5WLL.
Hey, what's up, Leroy?
Church there in Hendersonville, Pisgah Falls area. What's the access like up roadways coming out of South Carolina? Do you know, is it accessible or they got it blocked?
I'm just packing up. In fact, I was trying to shore up a last-minute item list with Patrick, if I could get him to the radio, just on everything to bring. But I can let you know soon.
What's your current location?
Near, the neighborhood's called Devinger. I am near Pelham and 85.
He was already headed that way. I have a person trying to get in touch with that area to see if they could bring some donations up that way.
I'm going to text to see if he can get to the radio.
I know a while ago he didn't have cell service, so it might be spotty. But I'm over here in Taylor's off Burke Glen near Eastley Road.
Yeah, I'm hoping he gets the radio. I mean, I have a good idea of what he needs. I was just going to see if there was any last-minute items that he needed. I've got to swing by a site to to download some files that he wanted, updated Winlink program and drivers. I'm going to throw that on a thumb drive, and then I'm heading up the mountain.
5WL, standing by.
Vec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, listening.
4, GOD. I got a question for the Elmers during the break, if there's any on.
WL, go ahead, I'll try to help you.
Obviously, my external antenna on my station here picked up the repeater, but if I take an HT inside, I cannot get anything. I was trying to figure out if there's a way for me to set up like a mini repeater here at my house to pick up the broadcasts and repeat them so my HTs can pick them up.
That would be a crossband repeater radio. I have the ICOM 2730, that's what I use. It'll transmit receive on the 610, and it'll cross band over to UHF, and you can use it that way, over.
Cross band repeater radio, it's a TYT 9800.
If you know how to, I'm not sure, familiar with that radio, but if you know how to put it in the cross band repeat, put one VFO on the 610 machine, and then go to a Simplex UHF frequency to use with your handy talkie, over.
One stays on 146.610, and I put the other one on what frequency?
Frequency UHF. I typically use 445 or somewhere in that area, but just a Simplex UHF frequency to the 146.610 side.
Then it would pick up on the 610 and broadcast on the 445 to my HT.
Then on the HT, on the 445, it would retransmit on the 610.
And I will play around with that and see if I can get it working, because it would be great if I could take a radio inside the house with me and not be tethered to my garage.
Use it wherever on your property too, so that would be great if you're just around the yard or something and can't get out.
Get your knowledge there, sir. Now clear the line so it's available.
Have a good day, KA5WLL.
This is W4ATP.
P, go ahead.
W4ATP, I'm going to stand down for about 30 minutes. Just get up, stretch my legs, grab a bite. Should be back about 20 till 1. W4ATP.
Put anchor.
I'm logging information and forwarding to South Carolina EMD in Columbia.
W4SOE. Connie on the phone about a 50-foot piece of coax, and worst case, I'm going to go up to the wireman and pick up a piece on the way up, but he said to check with you first because you might have something.
Actually, I got a 100-foot piece I got on you.
Carry it up there to Patrick. I'm not staying up there, but they need it, and it may just be as a backup. I've got a 50-foot piece. I just want them to have a spare. As soon as you don't have a spare, you need one.
I understand that. I actually picked up some coax from wireman the other day. So, yeah, if you want to, you can call me.
I'll text Johnny and get your number from him. That way you don't put it over there.
All right, WLL.